Welcome to episode 236 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
There will be some links about birds on the show page today, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
Birds.
I just gave myself a problem there. Anytime I got like an extra peak in the intro, it's really hard to balance with the music.
Huh.
And I just had to be birds.
Not raccoons. Birds.
Birds. No, not raccoons. Yeah, you remember working on digital organ?
Digital what now?
Organisms.
Okay.
Calling them Dorg for short, this batch.
Uh-huh.
They are running.
Good.
But they're not alive.
They don't even have legs.
They don't.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
That was my polite laugh. You can tell because it sounded like.
Yeah, now I know. Okay.
No, I never mean to make that noise. But yeah, I wanted to announce that on Monday, but it hadn't happened yet. So instead, we talked about birds and bears and weasels. Is this creature more closely related to a bear or a weasel?
Yeah, you gotta do it. No, man, you gotta do it. Can you do it?
What is this? I can't. No.
It was amazing on the porch moments ago.
I ended up learning. Well, we're supposed to do birds next, right?
Right, right.
Right, bird brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I got distracted by raccoons. But they get their whole, they get a whole episode to and of themselves, so.
Well, good, because
birds,
yes, they're adorable. What about, wait, birds?
Birds, you don't even like birds. Why don't you like birds?
I don't like geese in particular.
Right.
I was forced to own a dove.
They are not on the list of smart critters, either one of those, geese or doves.
Oh, I know. And then otherwise, I just, animals I can't read. You know what I mean? Like, if I knew better how to tell if they were in a good mood.
Right.
Dogs, their tails wag, you know.
You know, I finally found out what the noise is with
the raptor call around us.
No, I mean, you know what? I'm gonna have to paste in a real recording of it.
Okay. I've heard it.
You've heard it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not an eagle. Eagles do not make that noise.
There went my idea.
Yeah.
That's a hawk?
Yep.
Okay.
And not just any hawk.
Hmm?
It's a red-tailed hawk.
I believe it.
A.K.A. chicken hawk.
Why? But they're regal and
chicken
hawk.
They're real common. They're all over North America. Bits of South America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that sound is just so cool that it's been used as a generic I'm a bird of prey sound. especially for eagles in the movies. But once again, Hollywood lies to us.
Huh. Driving on I-90, you will see hawks, and they're just sitting on, like, the fence post. A hawk of some sort. Just sitting on the fence post. It's like, they're not very tall or high up, but, yeah, they're just...
Well, another thing, our local football team.
Yeah.
The Seahawks.
Is that a real bird?
That's a real bird. It's an osprey.
Oh.
In their own little sub... help me out here. Okay, there's a kingdom, phylum, order.
Kingdom, phylum, class.
Class, avian, order, blah, 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 blah. They have their own little order.
Okay.
As osprey. Yeah, these aren't even the birds I wanted to look at. You know, I was looking for smart birds like parrots or crows or something.
Mm-hmm.
Osprey. But I don't know. No, has anybody ever looked? I mean, I know like the red-tailed hawk, for example, will do cooperative hunting with its mate. Yeah, one will fly at the tree to flush birds or small rodents.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's waiting.
Hey, well, that's smart-ish.
Yeah, that's
kind of for a bird.
Neat trick.
Stupid bird.
Anyway, enough about birds. And by that, I mean, we'll come back later and talk a lot about birds. Let's talk about earthquakes and wind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bird.
I was dead convinced there was nothing going on with the wind. I've been checking off and on, and I've been wrong. Terribly
really?
Wrong. Yes.
So you must have, like, just checked.
I want to make sure that I'm not completely full of things.
Am I right?
Right. There's a hurricane. 40% left. Right where Hurricane Dorian is, there is now Hurricane starts with an H. And it's pretty big, but nobody's too worried about it. It's moving along the coast and staying in the water.
Right.
Yeah.
Starts with an H, though.
Yep. It sure does.
Henry, Harriet.
Humboldt. It sounded
Humboldt.
Spanish. Humboldt. Hold on. I got this. Wait for it.
I have edit buttons. This will work out great. You knew from the beginning. You don't know that.
Humberto.
Humberto.
Humberto. Yeah.
Humberto.
Yeah. I don't know who gave it the name. I don't know. I thought we were always girl names for hurricanes.
And then, what's shaking?
Biggest earthquake we had this week was a 5.9 in the midst of the islands that make up Indonesia and all that islandness above
Australia. Over there
Australia.
By Australia again.
Yeah, by Australia.
Anything going on off the coast of Oregon this week?
There is a very small little nothing. It's like a 3.5 or something like that.
Oh, that's hardly even worth mentioning.
Yeah, so I hardly mentioned it.
But meanwhile, in space.
Yes. Oh, there is a comet that's on its way in. Yes, and it's moving so fast that it's automatically been flagged as an interstellar visitor, which is to say, it's not originating from our solar system, it's coming from outside of it. It's an alien. Well, I mean, I suppose they're all... Well, anyways, it is not confirmed yet, it's just that it's moving at such a clip that even when it makes it around the sun... It's on its way out. We won't see it again.
Right.
So.
Some sort of hyperbolic orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm fancy.
So, orbit.
Right, it seems like a contradiction in terms, right? Hyperbolic orbit means it's not coming back.
Mm.
So how is that an orbit exactly? Well, it's not.
It seems like it. That means it is a contradiction in terms. Ah.
Space. Space. Now, how closely is the comet related to a weasel?
No, it's a bear.
I know the gag we're talking about. I was looking up raccoons and running across this a few times in the order Carnivora.
Mm-hmm.
Dog-like carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all carnivores, though, right? I mean, the polar bear is almost entirely a meat eater.
Mm-hmm.
The red panda.
Mm-hmm.
Almost entirely a vegetarian.
Right.
So, and everything in between. But I keep running into these critters where they're arguing, you know, yeah, this is a seal. I think it's more bear-like. I think it's a weasel. And they're doing the same thing with raccoons now.
Yeah, well, they can't make up their mind.
Neither can we. You know what? I think we're done. We're done.
We're done.
And now we're back to talking about birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never mind all that other stuff.
Oh, we had comets and earthquakes and weather in there, too. And I just emphasized something with a click of the tongue, something else I'm trying not to do while on the microphone. Let me tell you, listen to the peep behind the scenes today. Let me explain why this show sucks.
Episode is all about our bad habits. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
the... I really try not to.
All right. Birds. The intelligent birds. Now, this surprised me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was all about neuron count. But apparently, as far as, like, body weight to brain weight ratio.
Right.
The parrots and corvids
mm-hmm.
are about at the level of the great apes.
Okay.
Not quite where humans are.
But that's smart, or supposed to be smart,
that's
right?
It's supposed to be smart, and they do act kind of smart. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's still a very tiny critter. Brain weight to body weight, you know what I'm saying.
Now we're in grams instead of pounds.
Corvids, by the way, there's 120 species of them, including things like jays and magpies and jackdaws and ravens and crows.
That answers that question. Okay.
But there they are. They've got a really big brain for their size. And these are critters that fly.
Okay.
Now, there are definitely weight and size constraints they have to deal with. Physics!
Yes, yeah. I'm going to be in the air. I need to lift this big Hulk off the ground. Yeah.
And I swear I'd seen things about them having a neuron count close to some of the higher monkeys, not quite to the great ape size
okay.
of neurons. But I didn't find it this time. Doesn't mean it's not there. I just, you know,
This time through, the internet failed you. They're somewhere.
That's out there somewhere. Also, I was looking at the evolution of these things. Birds are hard to track, evolution-wise, especially the smaller ones. They've got tiny, fragile bones and are eaten by everything. It's especially hard with the parrots.
Right.
We have the same issue with feliform carnivores. Anything that dies and ends up on the floor in a rainforest may not last long enough to become fossilized.
It's dangerous, the floor of the rainforest.
We do know that the corvids seem to have come from Western Asia.
Okay.
And I'm getting different numbers. One said 17 million years ago, another said like 25 million years ago.
But they're also birds. They can fly.
Yeah.
So they can go anywhere.
They are all over the world, the corvids are, in various flavors, including the raven and the crow. I found out the difference between a raven and a crow.
Hey!
Raven's bigger.
I knew that.
They've also got a wedge-shaped tail instead of a fan-shaped tail.
Uh-huh.
And a throatier croak.
That's the one I know. I mean, because you're looking at the thing and you don't know what it is exactly.
And then they go, rah!
And you're, raven.
You're a raven, or maybe a Skeksis. It's hard to tell. Anyway, they are clever critters. There's been all sorts of innovative tool use with the parrots.
Okay.
The crows, however, those are the ones that actually interest me.
You say clever, right?
Clever, yes, indeed.
Okay, so there's clever crow this morning.
All right, okay, here we go.
I went out this morning.
I'm still on the one you saw just like carrying ranch dressing.
That,
you know,
carefully
balanced so that it wouldn't tip and spill any of the contents.
Really wish I got a picture of that. I mean, what are you doing with it?
He's going to dip his little like bugs or whatever in it before he...
This is a dipping sauce. Didn't you know that?
Human? With ranch.
Share it with the friends. This one this morning, I was like, aha, you're smart, because I come out the door and he was making his way towards the middle of the driveway.
On the ground.
Yeah. And he saw me and decided to go to the neighbor's yard. I was like, aha, he's smart. Then he starts pecking at the newspaper wrapped in plastic over and over again. The term window licker came to mind.
Window licker, okay. Let's see, a couple of things I heard about in some stories. This one lady had taken to feeding the corvids.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember which kind of bird it was.
Corvids, yeah.
Let's just say it was a crow.
That's okay. Sounds good.
And they started showing up and hopping along beside her.
Okay.
On the other side of windows.
Huh.
She thought that was neat, so she gave them some more food.
Okay.
And then they started pecking at the window. She thought that was neat, so she gave them some more food.
Hey, okay.
And then they rang the doorbell.
What? How? One of the crows is, I got this. They put me in a box once. What you need to do is actuate the thing.
They can work together cooperatively, mm-hmm. right? It was interesting. I saw this one talkie talking about this test where both birds have to pull simultaneously on this string in order to get the tray with the two pieces of cheese on it.
Oh.
And he pointed out that sometimes one bird will cheat and swipe both pieces of cheese.
Wait, help me out over here. thanks. What did we do? Nothing?
A remarkable thing about crows is their memory for social relationships, because they will stop cooperating with that particular bird in the future.
Oh, they're jerks.
Well, they can live as much as 20 years in the wild. And they have you could call it an extended childhood of the children from the previous year will sometimes show up to help raise the next batch.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, and you can get flocks up to like 15 crows big with different siblings and generations and even occasionally uncles and brothers and such.
Huh.
Yeah, little family units raising the little ones.
Hard to tell from the outside, but I mean, they all look like crows. That looks like an old crow. What's a grandpa crow look like? What's a baby crow look like?
Baby crows are naked.
Oh, okay.
They don't have their feathers yet. It's a disturbing picture. They don't have their feathers yet. And they're very clumsy. Juvenile crows have sort of brownish plumage. The older adult crows tend to be dark and sleek and kind of glossy.
Yeah.
Just to answer your question, all about that.
Well, good. I've seen McDonald's crows. They're not so glossy. You know what I mean?
Another thing they do, corvids in general, is stash food.
Okay.
Some species can have hundreds of different stashes. Stashes. And a pretty good record of finding them again when they come back.
That was going to be my question, because I heard a story that, you know, the squirrels bury nuts and stuff, and I heard that they don't actually have any clue.
That they never find them again. It's just every now and then they dig randomly, and hey, there's a nut.
Somebody must have put this here for me. Yeah.
I don't know about squirrels and their rate of getting them back. Crows apparently do better. They also will steal from each other, but apparently don't have as good a memory for other people's caches as they do for their own. But an interesting part of this is once they have been stolen from, or even when they start stealing, their caching strategy changes, depending upon whether or not another crow is looking.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They do things like decoy caches.
Look at how busy I am over here.
Yeah, they go to a nice, obvious spot and bury something like a rock. They'll also occasionally ostentatiously put the food there, and then both crows fly away. And then the one comes flying back, digs it up, and moves it again.
Huh. Makes me wonder if that thing, a ranch, wasn't a decoy. Except little did he know how delicious it could be.
So keep talking about sociability being something that might push intelligence forward. But I don't know. I've seen schools of herring, and they don't strike me as especially intelligent.
Yeah.
We're likely to get there, but different kinds of groups might push intelligence forward. And I think kind of thing where you both cooperate and compete might be an interesting thing to try as far as simulations and artificial life or a factor in developing intelligence.
Makes sense to me. You have to either bring somebody on board to help you get the food but you also have to keep thinking about the enemy, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a whole cowboy movie about this. It was gold. They all died. Anyway, that's enough about birds.
Oh, okay.
I think we can move on to something that eats a lot of baby birds and eggs.
I would like to thank you for not mentioning geese at any point.
Oh, well, why would you bring them up even?
I know, right?
All right, next time, geese. All about geese.
Oh,
no! What have I done? Now, next time, we're going to talk about raccoons.
Hey, nice.
Right, which we almost started to talk about this time. It's because we're sick of the birds.
We were talking about birds, now we'll talk about something that eats birds. They eat birds?
Well, baby birds.
Well, good work if you can get it.
Yeah, well, you're talking about that one little group over there in the corner, actually crunching down on bones.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably eating birds.
That makes a lot of sense.
Or maybe, you know, mice or voles or... Anyway, you know what? Let's talk about raccoons and what they eat and why next time. See you then.
Bye.